I.B. Hurton phone conference line.
Got some pictures for you today.
All right.
Nancy, I was unable to get that picture from off my Incredimail, but I went on to the Bing and found, I think, the same one and a few others. I'll try to follow what you're saying with the pictures I got.
Okay. I think I may have just clicked it off. I can't get on.
I don't see you there.
Okay, let me start all over.
So, good morning, everyone. Getting on the WebEx, I will let you know that you have joined the Health Style Call. We have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. And I was just thinking that I should, this being the first month of the year, I should really get my basics and be sure that I've got them in order. Mine, of course, is a challenge with the sleep, and I got to go to sleep earlier and maybe remember to take my melatonin so that I will stay asleep. I did that last night, and I feel much better. And so that's what I'm going to be working on. And so if you have a challenge with any of them, I suggest you look at it and work on it as well. I'm looking at the chart as 10 points of help. That you follow for every day, a place for you to check off if you do them or not. I first get up, I drink my, begin with drinking at least 8 ounces of water. Usually I drink 16 right off the bat in the morning. And I was thinking particularly about my exercise, to be sure that I'm more regular with it. And so I started and beginning more regular with my morning exercise, my evening exercise in the morning and the evening and at noon, and keeping that exercise going throughout the day, keeping my metabolism up, keeping my blood moving around. Exercise, I think, is probably the number one thing to improve health. I think the number one thing to do to improve your health actually is the one you're not doing, or we're not doing. I should definitely include myself. And so these first three are really, really important, as are the rest of the seven. But those are the three that I think maybe we don't do as well. I always take mine with my meal. These are food, and I feel like and have read and understand that when we eat our food, we should eat it all together. And so then our most of them anyway. Will be digested better. I see Nancy is back on, and she's going to talk to us today about our adrenals. So here's Nancy from Houston, Texas.
Good morning, everyone. We're following up on our immune system. Oh, excuse me, our endocrine system. And after we've talked about the thyroid, I feel that the next most important thing is the adrenal support for the thyroid. So that's where we'll start today. And the two adrenal glands, which derive their name from the location in the body, are key players in the body's response to stress. Located at the top of the kidney, these pyramid-shaped organs, the size of walnuts, are actually two endocrine glands in one. An inner medulla, which orchestrates your short-term stress response and the release of adrenaline, and an outer cortex, which mediates your adaptation to chronic stress and produces cortisol. Adrenal fatigue is a condition in which the adrenal glands, through chronic stress, are unable to meet your body's demands for cortisol production. And then the cause for adrenal fatigue, chronic, unrelenting stress, whether physical or mental, eventually leads to adrenal fatigue. The adrenal simply cannot produce enough cortisol to meet the demands And the result is we feel stressed out because we are. As we age, our adrenal glands produce less cortisol. This inevitably leads to adrenal fatigue from one degree to another. Can everyone hear? I hear some background noise.
Yes, we are in your background. I don't know what that is, but if you can start six, if you're not sure, then start six again to be able to speak.
Okay, so now the cortisol is essential for life. It is both a natural antihistamine and a natural anti-inflammatory. The primary function of cortisol is to promote gluconeogenesis, the conversion of fat and protein to sugar. This is an
excuse me, Nancy. Nancy, are you on the host code?
I am. Oh.
Okay, I'm going to mute everyone as no one is. We still have this noise. Hopefully, it isn't me. And then you can still star six if you would like to speak, I believe. I may have to unmute you, but we'll unmute as soon as Nancy finishes the first part, probably.
But I think
all callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star six.
Gluconeogenesis is an essential component of your body's adaptation to chronic stress, ensuring that your vital organs, especially your brain, heart, and skeletal muscles, have enough energy to meet the increasing workload. Cortisol also decreases inflammation. And I thought that was a real key point, working alongside everything else we've learned that creates inflammation. Low-dose cortisol can make a tremendous in the energy and well-being of patients with hypothyroidism. Not only does it improve your energy, raise your body temperature, and increase your resistance to infection, it also helps your body utilize thyroid hormones. Natural cortisol is especially helpful for patients with autoimmune thyroiditis, an extremely common cause of hypothyroidism. Like other autoimmune conditions, autoimmune thyroiditis can develop when your adrenal glands are stressed, especially following pregnancy or at menopause. Natural cortisol actually reduces the levels of thyroid antibodies, enhancing the effectiveness of thyroid hormones. These stressful lifestyles that we lead into this today's fast-paced world, regardless of gender, can make any of us more susceptible to adrenal fatigue. Are there any questions at this point?
You'll have to star six to answer because you are muted. I'll try unmuting.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Okay, do you have any questions for Nancy? Okay, so you know, we've always heard that cortisol does cause us to produce, I think, free radicals. And so this good cortisol, we have to have cortisol, right?
Right. In fact,
and so,
it's been stated that we couldn't exist without it.
Amazing.
Well, I know cortisol has gotten a bad rap through other avenues. They all talk about how bad it is, but when you do get stressed, that is the first thing. I mean, your adrenal glands are the ones that suffer the most because it's trying to keep up producing the cortisol, and depending on what level of stress we're under, that just kind of crashes, and so that is a way of keeping everything going and keeping the thyroid supported. Otherwise, the thyroid's out there on its own trying to do all the work, and so it leaves that, as I've talked about before, that domino effect. So it if cortisol is depleted, then it just starts a chain reaction of all the other glands and things that suffer. Okay, so the correlation between hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue often occurs in conjunction with hypothyroidism. They may lead to many of the same symptoms. Although they are clinically distinct conditions, adrenal insufficiency and hypothyroidism are both metabolic problems that result in a slowdown of your body's function and a decline in energy. Some people only have one of these conditions, but many have both. In the absence of adequate cortisol, thyroid hormone replacement is less effective. When the adrenal glands are weak, even normal thyroid activity is a burden. Adding supplemental thyroid hormone may result in an initial improvement in your energy level and other symptoms, but as the adrenal glands become more exhausted, energy production is shut down. The solution is not more thyroid. What is called for is adrenal support with small doses of cortisol. And, of course, we all know that that's different than cortisone, the synthetic type. Low-dose cortisol can make a tremendous difference in the energy and well-being of patients with hypothyroidism. Not only does it improve energy, raise body temperature, and increase resistance to infection, it also helps the body utilize thyroid hormones. Natural cortisol is especially helpful for patients with autoimmune thyroiditis, an extremely common cause of hypothyroidism. Like other autoimmune conditions, autoimmune thyroiditis can develop when your adrenal glands are stressed, especially following pregnancy or at menopause. Natural cortisol actually reduces levels of thyroid antibodies, enhancing the activity of thyroid hormones. I don't know if this is a good stopping point. The next thing we'll go into is the estrogen dominance, how that can affect it, the adrenal fatigue. So I was going to leave that for next week. But do any of you have comments thus far?
So when I remember after my first pregnancy, when my first child was born, I thought I had turned into chronic low blood sugar. I was so tired, and I had an easy pregnancy, easy child, and yet that must have been part of this stress thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know this before, so this is good information. And also we know how people under stress get really sick. The other thing, Nancy, I was thinking as you're speaking there, that another way to be able to solve some of the cortisol problem is probably to take a nice vacation.
That's true.
Here's a picture. Don't run into a rattlesnake. Here's a lady with a rattlesnake. She saw a rattlesnake, and she just used up all of her cortisol.
Mm-hmm. And when you see the word epinephrine right there in the center, there are four brain chemistries. That is one of them. Epinephrine, I haven't repeated these in a while. Let me see if I can pull them up. I think the other one is neonephrine.
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
This is ACTH. Is that one of them?
No,
I don't know what that is.
No, I'm not familiar with that. But when you find a alternative or integrated doctor who really understands the brain chemistry, they will run all four of these tests to find out which ones you're low in. But because this one doctor that we went to, he said if you can find a doctor who will even consider testing the brain chemistry, they will usually only test the two that are most familiar. And right now, I'm trying to remember what they are.
They are all from the adrenals?
No, well, it's brain chemistry.
Oh, brain then.
They're in the brain. But, for instance, people with suffering from depression, they're usually low in one or the other of these. And that's what the antidepressant drugs will do. They'll bump up. I mean, they support that, but in a bad way, because they're adding a chemical to be able to fight it. So this way, if you can do it naturally, it's much better. Next week, I will have all of that on the four brain chemistries and be able to bring that. But
okay. And, you know, I don't know if this is related, but I certainly thought it was interesting. Dennis just told me that he had just read, received some information that said that all of these people who have been doing these killings had been on the drug Prozac. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is that related in any way?
The doctors that I'm associated with, they feel strongly it is. In each case, you will find that these people have been on these meds, and it just alters the brain chemistry in a way that we really should never be doing. But on their little information sheet, it will say that it causes I don't know how they word it, but of suicidal or,
genocidal?
and the violence and all. I mean, when these brain chemistries are not regulated and all doing their job normally, if you get one out of kilter or whatever you want to say, then that just causes that. But yes, in fact, in our church, a young man, he had been on, I'm not sure which one of those, but he ended up taking his own life. And should never have happened, but when they are on those drugs. And, of course, all of you remember the lady here in Houston who drowned her four or five children? They had her on very high doses of psychotropic drugs. So all that works together. It causes the brain to go places we shouldn't do. Anyway.
Any other comments, questions? You guys are unmuted, I believe.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is Mary Lou. I know that way back when my grandson was young and they wanted to put him on, they suspected he had ADD and ADHD traits. Remember that, Ruth, way back when?
Right.
And I moved in with him. Well, that was the main thing, was that they wanted to put him on Ritalin. And at that time, I had been reading where kids that were put on that later in life became very depressed, became suicidal, and sometimes, became violent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there's definitely a key there. And also, I saw a blip on the television, that Zoloft, that's been the, I've been hearing about Zoloft for years. Lady Across the Street takes it, and it's supposed to be an antidepressant. Now I just saw one of the works on TV of those attorneys, if you have been taking Zoloft and you feel that you have been, harmed or whatever, they have a class action lawsuit against them.
Some of these are why I think, just maybe I'll give attorneys just a little credit.
Yeah.
They go after them. Yes?
This is Donna. Zoloft also causes heart conditions.
Wow, right.
Also, they say the kids who are on the Ritalin, they say when they get older, they have a higher chance of being addicted to cocaine.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the other thing that Dennis just told me. He says he thinks that these doctors and the drug companies that are some another one of these conspiracies, but that they are doing that so they will be addicted to drugs and that they will not live as long. I know that there are groups of people who want people to not have such long lives. I think that's a harm to our environment, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, they're referred to as mind-altering drugs, and, I mean, who would want that in their body when there are natural things to do?
Speaking of that, Mary Lou, why didn't you tell, you know, that your grandson was going to have to take Ritalin or they were considering that, and you moved in, but I don't think the moving in alone stopped him. What was it that you did?
Oh, yeah, I did. I moved in there for 2 weeks, and we made sure that he had daytime energy products on him. I gave him a rollout every single night before he went to bed. And, you know, it was funny because when the very first time I gave him a rollout, he couldn't stand, you know, he was so ticklish. You know, the kids that have those issues, they can't, they're funny. They don't like certain cloth on their skin and that kind of stuff. But, you know, by the third night, and then I just took the Power Mag and just calmed his back down, you know, and talked to him and everything. Calmed his back down, and then gave him that roll-up. By the third night, he was asking me, Grandma, do I get a roll-up tonight? But I changed his food, tweaked his food, made sure that he was eating balanced, and had him making his own smoothies in the morning. And, you know, I had that food chart and had him looking at it, picking out things that he liked. Had Meg steps in his shoes, sing on his one of the chains on his neck all day. Anyway, we just completely changed that. He never ever had to go on the drugs, and I'm proud to say when he just graduated from this engineering school there, Maritime School, he's graduated with a 3.87.
Mary Lou, did the teachers say something to his parents?
Oh, yes. The funny thing was I met the teacher the very first night I was there. It was an open house. And so I met the teacher that had recommended that he see the doctor. And anyway, my son said, this is my mom, and she's come here to help Brandon. And I said, I would really appreciate it if you notice any change in him, you know, positive or negative. And she said, oh, absolutely. What's best for Brandon? Well, by the first of the next week, about a week later, they went to parent-teacher conference, and I was kind of nervous about that because I hadn't heard from the teacher or anything. And when they walked in the door, Ted put his stuff down. He came over and gave me a big hug. He says, Mom, the teacher said she'd never noticed such a change in a kid in a week. Oh. He sure matured in a week, huh?
I thought that was just wonderful.
Yeah, and he is, you know, he's been on the sleep system since he was about 5 years old. He's 21 now, so, yeah. Yeah, we change lives, you guys.
We can.
Yep.
Okay, anyone else have any questions or for Nancy or for Mary Lou? Okay.
So, and I had heard way back when I first started using the Barney Grass, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a family with one little boy who did have ADD, and as they pointed out, he ate at the same table, ate the same food as his siblings, but he ended up with this, but it was when they started him, or all the children, on the Barney Granny, that he just made such a world of difference. I mean, it just changed him, and he no longer had the ADD symptoms. So there is, you know, maybe one person is lacking in just some little something that is in this, these natural foods, that just turns everything around. So it'd be nice.
No, and I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
No, that's all right. Well, it'd be nice if we could get that information to the schools instead of them so quickly saying to the parents, your child needs to be placed on these prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Try to educate
and
the parents on the food.
Yeah. One of the main things with him was that that family had cut out so much fat in their diet, and I brought in the healthy fats, you know, the olives and the avocado and the almonds and all those things. In fact, every single night for dinner, we had they had olives. You know how kids like to stick those black olives on every finger, and you know. So, yeah, they had cut their fat way back in their diet and didn't have any good fat really. And fish.
That's interesting.
Yeah, fish.
Mm-hmm. And the omega 3 alone would help these children more, much more than the prescription drugs.
Absolutely. Well, we didn't have that then, but that's, I mean, we didn't have our omegas then, but boy, if I were going through that now, that's exactly what I would make sure they got.
But you did feed him some fish.
I did feed him fish. In fact, I even got him fish oil. Yeah.
Oh, good. Healthy brain.
Yep.
All right, here is the product, in case any of you are wondering how we can help support our adrenal gland. There's quite a story behind this. I'm not sure if he formulated this or he just endorses it, and I cannot remember his name. He's a doctor who grew up in a poor family, so he wanted to get through school faster. He figured out it would cost him the same amount to take a larger load of, going through college. And he burned out his adrenal glands and really ended up having to drop out of school. He was living in a park, and he had some key people come along. There may have been a naturopath, and I'm not sure who the others were, while he was living in the park, and they all talked to him about what he needed to get his body back to being healthy. And so here is a product by Enzymatic Therapy, and you can find it by the cost. It is, and it's only $11.39, but it helps to, it's called Adrenal Stress End, END, but it's got vitamin C, B6, pantothenic acid, which is B5, and then adrenal polypeptide fraction, there's 400 milligrams of that. Then betaine and L-tyrosine and licorice root. So you all could go to Vitacost and look at that, but that would be something over the counter that you can do if you do not have a compounding pharmacy. But they can compound the cortisol, but I would think this would be the next best thing.
You know, there was a time that I was seeing a naturopath when I lived at Snoqualmie Ridge and in Washington, and that was, she had done the adrenal test on me, and my adrenals were, you know, way off the chart low. I mean, when your adrenals are supposed to be the highest, mine barely creeped up on the line. And that licorice root, I remember I took the liquid licorice root about three times a day. Licorice root is very good for us. This sounds like I got to where I couldn't even eat it, drink that anymore, though. I got just sick of licorice. So this sounds like a good product. What was it called? Adrenal DND?
No, adrenal stress and then the word END, like, you know, to end your adrenal stress. Oh, well, this doctor, I still can't think of his name, but he wrote a book, From Fatigued to Fantastic. and I'm not sure what his, I assume he's, I don't know what his specialty is. I cannot remember.
Well, what good information you've given us this morning. We have Nancy and Donna traded places this week. So this today is Thursday instead of Tuesday, as far as this goes.
Well, I see
so,
one other product.
Thank you very much.
Hmm? You're welcome. Here I see one other product on the VitaCost website by that same company, and it's called Enzymatic Therapy Adrenergize. Adrenergize in capsule forms, and that's $9.69. So maybe, I don't know if you can take the two together, but we could do some research on that. But, all right, thank
Enzymatic
you.
Therapy for adrenals?
Mm-hmm. It's made by that same company, the Enzymatic Therapy. That's the brand name, and they also have, they've got a whole line of, oh, here's one, they have a sleep formula, Enzymatic Therapy, Fatigue to Fantastic, Revitalizing Sleep Formula, and that's $16.69. So, we could all try that and see if that, you know, instead of getting, you're increasing our thyroid, that's what a lot of doctors start looking at is that, you know, hey, don't forget about the adrenal glands. Get them into the picture and get them supported, and then maybe the person would not need to increase the thyroid as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Thank you very much, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great
thank
day, everyone.
Bye.
Have a great day. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.